We're going to discuss tonight, Purim's coming up in a week and a half, and we're going to discuss the fast, Tainus Esther. And so we fast, generally, we fast the day before Purim. So what's that based on? So if you look in the Megillah, it seems to be based on the fast that Esther, when she was about to approach Ahasuerus, she said, Leith kenozes kol yidum, nisushan, v'tzumo alayv al tachlu al tishtu shloshes yamim layla v'yom, gamani v'naram asay tzum kem. So I'll fast, you'll fast, we'll all fast. And that's the fast of Esther. And then later on in the Megillah, when it talks about the institutions that were created as a result of the miracle, it ends off, divrei hatzomos mizak hasam, meaning that we're not only commemorating the miracles, but the fasts that, that preceded them. Okay, so there's a few sort of discrepancies between our Tainus Esther and the original Tainus Esther. Number one, 3 days, and Laila V'yom, night and day, and the Medrash points out that this fast didn't take place on Yud Gimel Adar, right? That would have been too late. It was 11 months before in Nisan. So it was, the Medrash says, Yud Gimel Yudalet and Tesla of Nisan. Okay. So the Masechet Soferim, which the concept of Tainus Esther actually does not appear in the Gemara. So it's a post-Talmudic idea. Masechet Soferim is post-Talmudic, early, but it's post-Talmudic, and it says, "Mafsikin lepurim kaminu garsim maravli sano shlosha yemeitzom Mordechai v'Esther prudos la'achar purim sheni v'chamishi v'sheni." So you should have 3 days of fasting, either before or after Purim sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So there is this concept of fasting 3 days, and in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Misan and Gimel Yomim Zechel Tainus Esther. There are those who fast. I don't know of people who do this, but there are. That's what he says. There are people who fast 3 days. Okay? The Knesset HaGadola of Chaim Ben Venisti says, Yesh Misan and Osam Laila V'yom. Why would you fast night and day? Because even though it's a minor fast, and we don't have time, maybe a different time, we'll get into the concept of why we have differences in halacha between the minor fasts and, let's say, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but Tainus Esther would certainly fit that bill, and nevertheless, people fast the night before. Why? Because Esther, her fast was Laila V'yom. Okay, so that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it is based on the Gemara Megillah and the Mefarshim. The Gemara here is talking about which days are appropriate to read the Megillah. So, the normal time to read the Megillah, if you don't live in a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, is on the 14th of Adar. But there were people who lived in Kfarim, in villages where there was no access to Megillah readings. So the rabbis said, okay, you can't make it on the day of Purim. We're going to allow you to read on the Yom HaKnisa. We're going to allow you to read the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. So the Gemara goes through all the various days. And the Gemara points out that the 13th is a Zman Kehila Lakol. It's a public gathering. So Rashi says, HaKol Nikalu Li Nakim Me'ayveim. At the 13th of Adar, what happened in the story? They all gathered to fight against the enemy. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos, kamosha kasu b'sefer. Hilcha chalot tzarech koralu rabu yeshe'e roi l'kriya de'ikir ha'neis ha'ebo. Meaning, you could argue, you just read the Megillah, that we should celebrate on the 13th. Why? Because that's when the miracle happened. We celebrate on the 14th, which was the day of Nachu Me'ayveim, the first day that they rested, and that was the day that they celebrated. But you could argue that there's something to commemorate in terms of the 13th. Okay, so She'iltos, and this is quoted in the Rush as well, says that Tainus Bein Krachim Bein Kfarim Bein Ayaros Kul Masan B'Shlosha Sarva Adar Da'amar Shmuel Bar Yitz. Meaning, what's his interpretation of Zman Kehila Lakol? They all gathered on the 13th. My Kehila Yom Tainus. Meaning, before you go out to war, you don't have a party. So, you know, it's like, who could eat when you're about to go out to a major battle? So they all, instead of, you know, going about their normal daily routine, they all sat and fasted, and, you know, obviously they didn't endanger themselves by doing that, and they davened. And so it had the that day of the war had the status, meaning it had the flavor and the feeling of a fast. So the Rosh quotes this as well. So maybe that's what this fast of the 13th is about, to commemorate the fact that the people who were battling the enemy were also fasting on that day. So Chayadim points out, to read it carefully, but he points this out a little bit, Beremiza, you know, and we have a little bit of a problem here. And that is, well, why would we call it then Tainus Esther? Right? If the whole point is to commemorate the fast of the soldiers or the people who were battling the enemy, that wasn't Esther. Esther was 11 months earlier. So he says, B'nikor Tainus Esther k'dei lizkor she'abor yizbarach ro'a v'shomea kol ish beis tzaroso kasher yisana v'yashavel Hashem b'chol levavo. K'mo she'asva, meaning Esther's fast. So she fasted and she davened and Hashem listened to her. And so too, the Jewish people as a whole, they fasted. So Esther gets credit for that. She inspired the people. You could also say that we're trying to commemorate the fast of Esther. You can't fast in Nisan. Right? That's a halacha. You're not allowed to fast during the month of Nisan. So you have to do it some other time. So what other time would you do it? You do it another time that's appropriate. And the appropriate time to fast, Tainus Esther, if you did it in the middle of the summer, it seemed a little weird, like, or in the Purim season now. So you fast, and it commemorates. It's not a random day either. It's not a week before. It's the day before, because it commemorates this particular fast of the battle. Okay. So what's the status of Tainus Esther? So if you look at the Rambam, he's talking about all the different fasts. Nagu kol Yisrael bizmanim elu lehisanos. He's talking about the fasts that are mentioned in the Navi, meaning Shavuos v'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Asar v'Teves, Tzom Gedalia. And then he says, Uviyom uviyud gimel ba'adar zeichel atayna shenisanu b'yimei Haman. Shenemar divrei hatzomos v'zakasam. So you fast on these days, and you also fast on Yud Gimel Adar. So it sounds like it's a different kind of fast. Magen Mishnah points out that Tainus Zula Nuskar Gemara on Nagubo. Amukstas before Shim Shosko Ismankila is this fast. So he points out that the Rambam's kind of separating out Yud Gimel Adar as a fast day because it's not on the same level as the other fast. It's only a minug. Okay. Then you have to discuss if it's only a minhag. So what's the Rambam is quoting a makor, divrei tzomos v'zakasim. It sounds like it's based on a pasuk, divrei kabbalah. The same way the other fasts are based. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Navi. So here we have a pasuk in Ksuvim. So okay. So you have to figure out where the Rambam holds. The Bach seems to take the approach that it's Divrei Kabbalah, whereas, meaning according to the Rambam, whereas according to the She'iltos and the Rosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's based on the fast that the soldiers did on the 13th, so maybe it's not as chamor. Okay, so here's some practical applications of this discussion. So number one, what happens if, let's say, we need to push off the fast. So do we push it off or do we push it back? So a normal fast, let's say if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, so when do we observe Tisha B'Av? On Sunday. So this is the only fast that we push back instead of forward. So why is that? Because the reason why we push forward fast, the Gemara says, Akdume Puranus lo mekadme. We only commemorate bad events, so we don't push them back, we push them forward. So here, Tainus Esther is not commemorating, the Mordechai seems to say this, that the fast is not a fast of Peronos. And therefore, look at the end. Because Tisha B'Av is commemorating a bad event. So at a bad event, you push it back. This is not a bad event, so you don't do that.
It's strange to celebrate.
Yeah, okay, but that's because you were brought up that way.
I'm saying you're celebrating something and then you're...
Right. It would also, the Shushan Purim issue would be, I guess you'd do it the 16th. Okay, what if somebody couldn't fast on a nidche? Let's say so. Time says it was supposed to be Friday, it was pushed back to Thursday. So now, can you fast on Fridays? So Shibali Aleket brings this up. He leaves it kind of as a question. The Rama writes, So if somebody, meaning you have people who are sick, and then you have people, their eyes hurt, meaning they have a mild headache. So they can skip the fast and make it up a different time. So what's that all about? So it seems to be that the whole idea of Tainas Esther is just to pick one day. We're not going to fast at Nisan. So we have to commemorate Esther's fast. So the most appropriate day to do it would be the 13th of Adar. You can't do it the 13th of Adar, so you pick a different day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's only for somebody who really isn't potter from fasting, meaning he has to fast, but today is not so good for him. So he'll pick a different day and he'll fast a different day. But somebody who's actually sick, so they don't have to make it up a different day. They're putter and that's it. So I think common practice is not to do this, meaning because you skip today because you don't feel the same thing's going to happen when you try it next week. So I don't think that's common practice. Slichos, if you look at the text of Slichos, so at least Ashkenazim, I'm not familiar with Sephardi Slichos. The Slichos of Tainus Esther are not the same kind of theme, meaning they're more celebratory as opposed to trying to, again, it's a day of tshuva, but the tone is more celebratory. The Binyan Shlomo, or Shlomo Vilna, raised an interesting question. You say Mizmor Lasoda on Tainus Esther. Whoa. Why wouldn't you? And we say it on all the other fasts. So he says, well, the other fasts, because there's not going to be a Mizmor Lasoda and the Shiva Sibetamas, meaning Meheri Yibone HaMikdash, when we have the base of Mikdash, so there's not going to be a fast of Shiva Sibetamas. But Tainus Esther, it could be that we'll observe it even after the base of Mikdash is rebuilt. So, and since you can't eat, you can't bring a Korban Toda on Tainus Esther, so then maybe there was no Korban Toda, maybe we should skip Mizmor Lasoda. I think the minhag is to say Mizmor Lasoda, but it's just an interesting suggestion. And the last point, Rav Zilberstein, Shukei Chemet, discusses whether it's mutter to listen to music on Tainus Esther. So an ordinary fast, again, the Shivas B'Tamas and Tisha B'Av, obviously not, but even the, you know, Shivas B'Tamas and Tam Gedalia, it wouldn't be appropriate because it's Maor Simcha. But this is a fast, not of Simcha, but of, I mean, this is not a fast of Peronos, but it's a fast of a more celebratory nature, so perhaps there's Makom Lahakel to listen to music on Tainus Esther. Okay. Just email it.